So let's start by just close your eyes and take a breath. And know that as this day and this weekend progresses, you will be receiving a lot of information into your mind, but you will also be receiving that information into your cells, and they are resonating with this. And your mind may be confusing you or stepping out of that, but come back in. Take another breath and come back in to your cells and let them be the things that talk to you. Feel yourself here in the room with your family in this Akashic reunion with those you may not have met before in this lifetime, but perhaps, and most likely your paths crossed in Lemuria in that span of 30,000 years. When we were together as family. Just feel that sinking in and notice how you feel inside. Does your heart react to that? Does it say yes? Yes, this is the family of the divine ones. And take another breath. Pull in that divine energy into your body, into your mind, into your spirit. And open those cells in that Akashic memory to this first message of the day from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is a time, dear ones, for you to be in a state which you would call meditation. It's a time where you dedicate your consciousness to altering the normal state that you would have to receive information, to be quiet, to breathe in a different way, to be relaxed, and let information flow. And the information that may flow today may surprise you. For those who have come upon this channeling and don't know what it is, this is one of five. And it corresponds to that which is a study of what I have described as the Lemurian teaching wheel. Far more information will be given about the specifics and the academia of the teaching of the Pleiadians to those on an island which we call them Lemurian. In an early time where the slate was completely clean of concepts of God, of spirituality, of beauty, of consciousness, and they could be written on those clean slates of the children. And it begins. And the question would be, what is it that those from the stars who have been through everything for more than a million more years than you've been here, what is it that they would tell you? And as you get in to the items one by one that I've given you, specifically wording that they have taught one by one, I want you to put yourself in the place of those who decided that would be taught. You don't talk about it much, and we don't speak of it that much, but way before one planet came to seed another in the beauty and the appropriateness of God's plan, they had to develop. What is it they can teach? What is it that they can teach a mind that is not near as developed as theirs? And how can they teach it the best way? And what is it that they would want to emphasize and yet keep the free choice that you were given? And before they could ever teach, there had to be many, many generations of humans so that they would all have the alteration of chromosome 2, the fusing of 24 into 23, so that they would all be the same. Before the teaching could ever begin, chromosome 2 was the one that would absorb it. You see, the Pleiadians are going to want to talk about what's the favorite subject of theirs. A beautiful, majestic, loving, creative source at the center of everything. And that's where they started, dear ones. They didn't teach the children about any of the academia, about any of the spokes or the sizes. They went to the wheel and pointed to the center. And they said, let's talk about what's there. And the center, which we are labeling the hub, is the most beautiful thing that exists. It's a concept that you have. But like children, you have a concept. You don't know. You don't know. Not really. What could possibly be God, Spirit? If you ask those on the planet, what is God? Where is God? How does it work? You'll get as many answers as you have humans you ask. Right now, in the infancy of your consciousness about God and the planet, all you have done is to agree that there must be one. That's all you've done. And that is fairly recent. For many of your civilizations had come to this conclusion before, but always reverted to many. If there are many kinds of civilizations, then there has to be many gods. Over 80% of this planet believes in one God. You are ripe and ready then for the discussion and the consciousness and the realization of what that might mean. And the Pleiadians knew very much that this would be the evolution that you would take because it was theirs as well. So they had to teach something that was pre-evolutionary, if you think about it, to children knowing they would grow up and make mistakes like you have. And yet what they taught you, they also know would stick in your Akash so that it was ready. And if you had the opportunity and the earth evolved like they had thought it would or might, if you had the opportunity, the Akash would eventually awaken to a greater truth. So rather than an earth that sits around and argues about that one God and says to the other civilization, and if you don't worship it this way, we're going to kill you. A little bit of a dichotomy, I would say. You don't have it yet. You don't understand it yet. And then the other parts of the civilization make the one God so human it's dysfunctional. But it's still one God. You see, the evolution of the consciousness of what it actually is a mystery to you. But slowly, dear ones, civilization after civilization and culture after culture on this planet will start understanding and realizing a consciousness of oneness. In other words, if there is one God, there has to be a oneness of all things because God created all things. Eventually, it will occur to humanity that there is no separation and that to separate God into parts of belief is actually childlike. Then they will start to understand and realize that the many religions in the planet can still exist as long as they are compassionate with one another, understanding of one another, and can look at one and say, well, we have our way and you have yours. Isn't it beautiful that we can both love God? And you can stand and hold hands in different outfits, in different ways, in different symbols, in different beliefs, and even different prophets. And you can say they all emanated from one place. Isn't it grand? Perhaps there'll be one song to sing eventually where you hold hands in many religions with many outfits and many symbols can all hold hands and sing one song together that is so powerful that you weep with the beauty of understanding we came from somewhere else. And in the DNA, more and more you discover that compassion and the teaching and the original information from the source is there. Some will never need the teaching wheel because out will come an intuitive energy right from your Akash, right from that which was implanted in you for this time, wisdom implanted in you that you haven't seen yet. It's going to happen all over the planet. It already is. There is already a preparation for the idea and the concept that maybe, just maybe, you will meet extraterrestrials who are gentle and benign and smarter and wiser than you. That is just a seed of a beginning idea you simply haven't had before. Because you've made them all dysfunctional like you. Every ET that's supposed to have come to this planet is out to get you. And that, dear ones, as we've said before, is human nature. You see, that's the story of you. These are the things that are starting to change. There is benevolence coming. And the benevolence is human to human. It's an honoring of human to human. And we have told you before that as you look backward and as your grandchildren look into the past and they start to learn about history, they're going to turn to you and say, "You're kidding. You did that?" Everything before 2012, you might even label the barbaric years because of what is starting to happen. And we've told you yet again that these changes cannot happen overnight because humans don't like change. And the kind of changes that are consciousness and benevolence and peaceful and gentle that are starting to come means that some of the ones that aren't that way have got to break down. If you've noticed, they are. Imagine a beautiful kind of government that you put together and you're so proud of, and then you come and you find out, well, what is the attribute of that government? Well, we argue. That's the best you got? Yes. And what do you accomplish? Almost nothing. And why is that? Because we argue. And you say, well, maybe there's something better. And we've talked about that as well. New ideas of making things work in a way that no one has seen fit to even think about are coming your way. How you live will also create what you discover. And the inventions that are coming, we've told you, will change your life in ways you need to have it changed soon. And all of that is not just consciousness. Many of those things come from the climate changes we've told you are coming. All of these things to refresh the life in the ocean. This planet is revitalizing itself. And dear ones, you are at the forefront of that. And there are those who are listening and say, this is a crazy guy talking. He thinks things are getting better. And we say to you yet again, examine the filter where you look at yourselves and others. And examine why it is that all the time, anything you look at, the glass is always half empty. And you'll find that everywhere because that's the human nature that used to be. That's who you used to be. And the past that was is always what you carry as history and throw upon the future and say, well, as it was before, yet it will be again, and here we go, and it's not going to get any better. And that's what you're facing, dear human. You are facing right now an idea, a paradigm that you're going to have to break, that says that we know what's going to happen because we know the past. Well, this weekend is a study of a past you don't know. And that past is filled with what the Pleiadians decided to teach you first, what to concentrate on first, the hub that says you are dearly loved, you are born magnificent, get with it. And everything that isn't that is wrong. That perhaps you ought to look at things again from a different standpoint and sit for a moment and be quiet and breathe and say to spirit, is this true? Am I really loved that much? And then feel the chills that say, it took you long enough to ask. And then there will be those who start to receive the information that is in their Akash right from the stars. And then the idea, perhaps, that you came from somewhere else and that you actually have Pleiadian DNA will not be so strange. And people will not go running from you when you tell them what you believe, because science will start to prove it. And then there will be that place, a turning point, where science must get involved in spirituality. Because the study of all things on this planet is the study of how the Creator did it. You can't go around discussing an invention and then telling young people, well, we can't tell you who did it. Don't mention the name. Just study what it is. And now they're going to reveal what happened. It had to be from something bigger than we expect. You're here on purpose. We still don't know why, the scientists will say, but now we have evidence that you came from somewhere else. Do you see how the religions of the planet may have to rewrite some things in order to be more galactic and less gullible? Do you see how God get much bigger and more benevolent than ever? And this is what we are starting to teach. So as the day begins and the channelings continue, they will be subject driven by what you decide, dear ones, and what you come up with in your discussions, dear ones. And that is the way it should be. Your free choice is important. And so it is.